Hi, I'm Gary from Stonyfield, the organic yogurt company. Some people say it costs too much to be an environmentally responsible company, but we've found just the opposite. Like when we made our yogurt containers thinner, we reduced the fuel needed to ship them, which cut carbon emissions and costs. We're proud of the way we run our business and proud to support Living on Earth.
From the Jennifer and Ted Stanley Studios in Somerville, Massachusetts, it's Living on Earth. I'm Bruce Gellerman. The GOP presidential primary season is in full swing, and the top issues among the candidates are the economy and jobs, taxes, the deficit and family values. Far down on the list are environmental concerns. When Republican candidates do talk about the environment, it's often in the context of job-killing EPA regulations. Living on Earth, Steve Curwood invited two Republican environmental activists to discuss the party politics of environmental issues.
I'm here now with the president for Republicans for Environmental Protection, Rob Sisson. Hi there, Rob.
Hello, Steve. Nice to be here.
And the president of the New Evangelical Partnership for the Common Good, the Reverend Richard Cizik. Hello there, Reverend.
Hello, Steve.
And I want to start with you, Rob. Which of these Republican candidates is seeking your organization's endorsement?
At this point, none of them have sought the endorsement. I think, as we've seen with the candidates so far, they've kind of tiptoed around the environmental issues and conservation issues, and even in many cases have changed positions they held in recent years.
So let's go down the ballot, Rob Sisson, and just see how green is the Republican primary field. Let's start with Mitt Romney.
Well, I think Governor Romney has some very good qualities and experience that would indicate he would be a good conservation-minded president. You know, some of the campaign rhetoric now, talking about opening up America's energy resources, paring back the EPA's purview.
My view is that we don't know what's causing climate change on this planet, and the idea of spending trillions and trillions of dollars to try and reduce CO2 emissions is not the right course for us.
I think a President Romney would approach the issues in a very businesslike manner. If those of us in the conservation movement do our job and show a need, I think he would weigh that very carefully and would be very pragmatic about it.
Texas Congressman Ron Paul, how green is he?
He is going to be the least green candidate in the mix right now. His brand of conservatism, it really differs from the traditional conservatism that our organization espouses. It's free enterprise all the way, individual liberty all the way, and there's not really a role for government to help provide balance to that.
And how does he view climate change?
Doesn't think it's an issue, doesn't think man causes it, and has no desire to address it.
What about former House Speaker Newt Gingrich? And I recall that he wrote a book called A Contract with the Earth, very much about the environment. But how green is he today?
You know, he has backed off from some of the philosophies he articulated in that book and elsewhere. Now, he has come out and said that he doesn't believe climate change is an issue anymore or isn't one that the government should address. He is very centered on entrepreneurialism and thinks that entrepreneurialism, given the right incentives and the right environment, can help solve a lot of our environmental problems.
And how green do you think former Utah Governor John Huntsman is?
You know, I think of all the candidates, he has the strongest resume for conservation and environmental protection. But, you know, he's talking about also balancing that with, the current economic realities, competition from global trading partners like China and India. So he also takes a pragmatic approach. But he is the one candidate that has come out and said, listen, we have the best scientists in the world here in the United States. You know, we need to throw a problem at them and ask them for solutions and advice on how we approach it.
Governor Rick Perry, evangelical guy from an oil patch state. How green is he?
Again, not very green. And, you go down to Texas, and Texans see green in that black liquid that bubbles up out of the ground down there. He's a product of his environment. He doesn't see any issues with expanding offshore drilling in the Gulf. Up in the Arctic and, maybe on public lands across the country that we currently have preserved for future generations. So he's going to be at the lower end of the green spectrum for these candidates.
Let's talk about Rick Santorum. He's from Western Pennsylvania, coal country guy, a global warming skeptic. He's also strongly faith-based in his politics and resonates with the evangelical community and the pro-life community. What do you think they expect from him along the lines of the environment? Rob?
In researching Senator Santorum, I find that most of his public service. Most of his statements can be traced back to his faith. And Reverend Cizik can certainly speak to this better than I do, but recently he made a comment of condemning the EPA for recent mercury rules, which he thinks will increase costs for consumers for energy. When that hit the news wires, my inbox and telephones rang up in the office with people saying, hey, you know, Senator Santorum is probably the best pro-life candidate in the field, or the one that's making pro-life a centerpiece of his campaign, yet he doesn't get the connection to environmental protection with clean air and clean water and how that's a pro-life issue.
And I want to bring in Reverend Richard Cizik at this point. Distill for me why this question of toxic exposure and pro-life is coming to the fore now.
Well, it's coming to the fore because we have now made the connection between the environment and our pro-life convictions. And what is occurring, we know. The National Academy of Science estimates that each year over 60,000 children are born at the risk of adverse neurological effects due to in utero exposure to methylmercury that comes from coal-burning utility plants. And so regulating mercury emissions is just common sense to protect consumers and the unborn. So that's what makes Senator Santorum's blast against the EPA so absurd. Look, I personally think that Senator Santorum is a believer. I respect him, but he needs a conversion.
So far, how many folks who would identify themselves as being pro-life advocates in the electorate are concerned about mercury? How big a deal is this?
Well, I haven't seen any numbers. But when you have at the recent announcement by Lisa Jackson, our EPA administrator, you had scores of faith-based groups who came out in support for a variety of reasons, ranging from a belief that humans have a biblical mandate to protect nature to a commitment protecting fetal health. And they ranged from the National Association of Evangelicals to the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops and many, many groups in between. So hundreds of leaders signed a letter calling for stricter mercury regulation. So I would say to all of those Republicans who are running for the nomination, who think they can, as Santorum did, just throw out this language, you know, that the agency's cost-benefit analysis wasn't done and the rest, and expect evangelicals and Catholics to just buy it, are living in a dream world because times have changed.
To what extent do you think Christian conservatives are going to get more involved with environmental health issues?
They already are, but it's a slow-moving earthquake. They're waking up, and they've not yet, you know, rousted them as a whole, themselves as a whole, from their slumber. But they are waking up, that is, the evangelicals, and they're making these connections. And so the Republican Party is 40 to 50% evangelical by all estimations. And when that coalesces in such a fashion that you have a forest fire, you know, the conditions are right, and a spark is lit, boom, it takes off, and nothing can stop it. And we've not reached that point yet, but we will. And at that point, all the Republicans will then see the light.
Steve, if I might add on to that, I'm really witnessing a real grassroots, bottom-up effort here where that connection between faith and the environment has been made. And again, as Reverend Cizik said, I think I'm highly optimistic that over a period of the next several years, this trend will continue to grow, and we're going to see the evangelical and Judeo-Christian base of the Republican Party force their leaders to address these issues seriously because it's an important priority for them.
Rob Sisson is the president of Republicans for Environmental Protection. Thank you, Rob.
Thank you, Steve.
And thank you, Reverend Richard Cizik.
My pleasure. Thanks, Steve.
Reverend Richard Cizik is the president of the New Evangelical Partnership for the Common Good. And for Living on Earth, I'm Steve Kerwin.